Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters on Sudan. War or peace? War or peace is closer. It's hard to tell which, because although the consensus opinion is that Sudan is destined for another North-South war in January, moves to prevent conflict gathered pace over the weekend. The previous North-South war ended in 1995, after more than 2 million people died. The mainly Christian South wanted independence. The mainly Muslim North was not about to let the oil-rich southern region go its own way. The deal, which ended the war, gave the South a limited degree of autonomy and ensured a referendum on independence. Under the terms of the peace deal, the vote has to be held no later than January the 9th, 2011. And it's scheduled for January the 9th. The Sudanese government is led by President Bashir, who's a fugitive from the International Criminal Court. It's generally thought he will do anything to prevent the South leaving. But on Sunday, US Senator Bob Kerry left Khartoum saying he had it in writing that the government would respect the outcome of the referendum. Today came news that hundreds of thousands of registration books had arrived from South Africa, clearing a major hurdle in delayed preparations for the vote. The books are for the 500,000 southern Sudanese who live in the north. They get a say. Although this is positive news, there are reasons to be cautious. Saying you will respect the outcome of the vote and ensuring the vote takes place are two different things. Allowing the voter registration books in and ensuring they're delivered to the relevant areas on time, also different things. Mr. Kerry's agreement concerns only the southern referendum. To complicate matters, there is another referendum in the southern Abyei region. And if that doesn't happen, there's not much point in the other one taking place, as Abyei has oil. Lots of it. In fact, if the south goes it alone, the north loses 70% of its oil reserves, not to mention diamonds, uranium, gold. But look at it another way. Were the north to close down the pipeline leading from the southern oil fields to the coast, the South would lose 100% of its capacity to move its most valuable product to market. So it's in both sides' interest to cooperate on the referendum and, assuming the South votes to secede, to manage the divorce peacefully. But that doesn't mean they will. This is not Czechoslovakia. The instincts of the North will be to somehow derail the vote. Khartoum controls the referendum committee. This gives it numerous ways in which to ensure the timetable for the vote slips. The South, knowing this is an historic opportunity to break free from Khartoum, may not be able to resist the choice of war. The UN would be unlikely to stop the slide into conflict, as China and the USA, both on the Security Council, well, they have conflicting interests in the region. They both want access to Sudan's oil. Wars in Central Africa don't often draw headlines, Congo being the best example. 3 million dead and few counting. But renewed war in Sudan would spark interest and concern. Whereas Congo has no oil and only a handful of Muslims, Sudan has huge oil reserves and a population which is 70% Muslim. If a major war breaks out, it would project instability across Sudan's borders, and there'd be a risk of an inland Somalia failed state scenario. Sudan has borders with 9 countries, including Egypt and Uganda. The last thing Egypt wants, south of the Sahara, is a huge failed state, possibly ruled by Islamist warlords. And the last thing Uganda wants is a destabilized southern Sudan with a population that has ethnic links to the population of northern Uganda, some of which also want independence. Theoretically, the solution is simple. Hold the referendum. Agree the demarcation lines between North and South, share the oil revenues, placate the various tribes who want a piece of the action, and build trade routes North and South. In practice, well, they're already practicing firing weapons. There's already a troop build-up North and South of the disputed border. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.